About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
All right, while we try to count to 20 and find a winner for this, let's remind you what we have in store for you this hour on the show. Tickets. Tickets, tickets. We kick off the hour with tickets, and then we give them to you throughout the hour, including access to our endless summer kegger, also known as the Klein Alley Show inaugural Clam Slam, happening just before Labor Day weekend, so we can squeeze in one more fun hang this summer. September 3rd was Slightly Stupid, Back Bay Amphitheater, Hyatt Regency, Newport Beach. As announced yesterday, details up on our Instagram. You must win your way in, but we've got a lot of plans for what exactly will be happening there. And trust me when we say you will not want to miss it. And it's going to be happening regardless if you're there or not, but we'd like you to be there. So let's go ahead and make that happen for you coming up later this hour as we celebrate the moments you've gone full stupid. They say you never want to go full stupid, and we've proven that to you usually every hour on the show.
Yeah, but I guess we're doing a real themed show today, huh?
Yeah, we've done a lot of dumb things and a lot of full stupid things, and what is the stupidest thing you've done? Sometimes results in injury. We heard a lot of those stories yesterday. Sometimes results in being scammed. Sometimes it's just stories like, I spent a half an hour using my flashlight on my phone looking for my phone, only to realize I was holding it the whole time.
Yeah, I know. That happens.
So we'll hear why you went full stupid, and then we get you into Slightly Stupid and our endless summer kegger. That'll be coming up later this hour. So if you've done anything super dumb and you're embarrassed about it, that's okay. You've been holding onto that story for the exact right moment, and that is coming up later this hour on the show. First, though, let's say good morning to Nazeth.
Wow.
Nazeth.
Hello, good morning, guys.
Congratulations.
Morning.
You are the 20th caller.
Wait, yay, what's her name? So
yeah, how do you pronounce Nice your name?
Nazeth.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's wrong.
You're saying she's wrong or I'm wrong?
Yeah, I think she's wrong.
Yeah, okay.
There's no possible way that's right.
Hey, you are the winner. That's all that matters. And you've got two tickets to Just Like Heaven. So, Nazeth, congrats and enjoy the show.
It's like how much money was in the wallet.
I just don't know. Yeah, oh, sorry, Ryan was close. Zach was close. A lot of easier names for callers 18 and 19, but 20th caller puts us on Nazeth, so you're as good as in. You'll have more chances to win those tickets coming up today at noon, 3 and 6, right here on KROQ. All right, if you need us this hour, and you will, the number is 800-520-1067. We have lots and lots to get into, and also there's a lot of things that are turning naked. The nudists are really ruling the world now, Allie, with all the things you can do naked. And they've got some advice for us all on how to be better if we're going to be naked in public, which we must listen to next on KROQ. Nudity is apparently everywhere, and it's becoming more and more popular now. And I'm surprised to even say this, but I know we talked a few weeks ago about that restaurant. It's in Hollywood, the other Hollywood, not the one here, the one in Florida, but that's allowing you to go and eat naked. And then there's all these places. Palm Springs has a bunch of different nudist options. I don't even know if nudist is the right term anymore. I feel like they got upset about that term.
Clothing optional.
Saggy ball freaks. They don't like that one either. But clothing optional, that's a big one they go with. And it's all about celebrating
nude recreation.
Nude recreation, that's right. And there was that, we talked to that guy that was trying to sell that nude spa. Remember that whole?
The nude hotel. I wonder how that went.
And they were having a hard time finding a buyer for that, but that was an entire nude property. And so more and more things now are saying, hey, you can do these activities that you've done your entire life, but let's go ahead and do them naked.
Yeah, there's a new big nude boat cruise that is starting next year. February 2027.
I'll tell you one thing. If I've ever been on a cruise, I've thought to myself, I wish I could see all these people naked.
If only these people had less clothes on.
If only this line at the buffet that is bumper to bumper with all these other rotund people were all naked. I'd be thrilled. So the reality is that more and more people are, I guess, embracing nudity.
And it's bringing up the rules around a nudist environment.
And I've got a theory, and I think that people that have been taking the jab are feeling maybe feeling themselves for the first time in a while. And they're going, hey, I've never looked this good before, regardless of if the reason is because they're taking the jab or they've done it through workout or diet or whatever.
Yeah, you got to flaunt that loose skin.
Yeah, I want to show this off. I got all this extra loose skin. I want to show it off.
Gotta wrap it around me like a blanket.
There, a lot of the nudists now that have been longtime nudists are speaking out to the rest of us. And they're saying, hey, if you want to join our lifestyle, that's cool. But there's some things you need to know. Don't do this the wrong way because you'll get thrown out.
Nudism to me is becoming free.
Also, whenever there's a speaker on nudism, it's always
this guy.
It's always this guy, which is just an old guy. It's just an old man.
And I will say, I've been walking around naked in my house a little more often.
Oh.
Okay.
Sorry. Was that out loud?
Yes, you said that into the microphone.
That was in my head.
I know.
I don't know.
It's okay.
Anymore.
It was in my head, too.
What's your kid say?
Omar, she said, how could you possibly be eating during this story?
Sorry, yeah.
He says, I see your pachina.
Oh, God.
He says he can see your pachina?
Yeah, but he laughs, too, and points. And then he dances and points at his butt. But that's just our family.
Right.
Wow. Normal family.
Normal stuff.
You guys should go on tour with that act.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, but it does feel kind of nice, even though, you know, you think maybe somebody could see you walking around naked is a freeing feeling.
You're a voyeur and a voyee, right? You said the first thing you like to do when you go to a hotel is get naked and open up those shades.
And
you
shake a shake in front of the window.
You hope someone looks at you. I don't know why, but that's a slippery slope, Allie. This guy claims you probably wouldn't be welcome in his community.
Nudism to me is becoming free. Free to be whomever I am. There's a lot of misconceptions about social nudism.
And this is this guy wants to let everyone know that nudism is not what we all think it is.
Well, I know that they're big on this isn't a sexual thing.
Right.
This is a freedom thing.
Yeah. And the whole idea that we sexualize nudity because
they're naked.
Right. But you're right. For the wrong type of naked, it's good naked and bad naked, right? That's and usually.
These are always terrible naked.
This is bad naked.
This is usually the bad naked. And they're saying.
It's not like a nude beach or any beach really in France where it's just a bunch of really hot women that happen to be naked. And right. That's just
the major misconception is sexuality associated with it.
You hear if you listen to the audio. No, these are his balls dragging in the gravel. Yeah. You can hear that.
Has this guy been out in the sun that his skin just looks like leather?
Yeah, that's right.
No
yeah.
tan lines.
Yeah.
No tan lines.
On your balls.
But pretty sure that is some pretty severe melanoma. But I'm just...
Conception is sexuality associated with it. You always sit on a towel or something, okay? That's just a given.
So that's the big thing. If you want to get into this lifestyle, go to the naked restaurant that opened or do any of the other naked things that are happening. You must have your own little towel. That
tiny
you bring
towel.
With you. Oh, the tiny Vanessa.
You may
have to do a new run of these tiny towels for the nudists.
It's for everyone's taint.
I didn't realize that you were so spot on. What a trendsetter. Everyone's got to have their own tiny towel.
You should make new ones.
Yeah.
With your
guys'
face.
No.
With your face.
I tell you, the ones with our faces weren't in demand as the ones with just your face. Those
and
ones went
like
fast.
She's pointing to herself, too.
Sit here.
It's extremely bad etiquette to not do so. Gawking, okay? We don't really appreciate looky-loos.
So, once again, Al, you would not be appreciated there because you are a looky-loo.
If everyone is naked, how are you not looking at other people's naked bodies? Are you just you're walking with horse blinders on, right, pretending like you don't see everybody?
This is the part where I feel like there's a bit of a double standard in this nudist community.
Want to be seen if you're nude?
I think it's more about the feeling of you're just free. There's a vulnerability of I'm not hiding my shame under clothing.
You know what? People who have pit stains, and they're like, oh, I don't have to wear a shirt. I'm not the embarrassing person with pit stains.
Jake.
Yeah, man.
Right. He would be good for this because there's no embarrassing clothing things happening.
Yeah.
All of that has been eliminated. You can't judge someone on their outfit when it's not there.
And you'll see that at the beaches a lot. And that's one of the reasons where some people come to the clubs is because we filter the folks that come through. You need to behave as if you were clothed and you're at the pub or whatever else.
This is the part that's weird about this.
Behave as if you're clothed.
Right. They're acting. They just want to act like...
Put a mime jacket on?
They're just...
Oh, let me get my wallet.
They're just... They're just all acting like they have clothes.
I have to go to the bathroom.
But they're not. They've got no clothes. They're sitting around naked, but they don't...
What are we doing?
Don't look at us. Don't sexualize us. Let me tell you something right now. I sexualize people with clothing on all the time.
Yeah, we undress people with our eyes very easily.
So, like, that's not going to be any different.
It's just the same type of thing. No glass containers.
What?
People a lot of times run around barefoot. No overt sexual behavior. Hot tubbing. Always take a shower. You know, nice warm soapy shower. We have restrictions that, like, going into the lake and the hot tubs and the sauna, you must be nude.
And that's where they enforce the nudity.
They enforce it.
They enforce it. You must be nude.
Other than that, we just encourage it. Being a member of a nudist community, you're with like-minded folks. It's no different than any other type of social club.
Yeah, there's a weird inbred guy playing the banjo behind him everywhere he goes.
I was just thinking, is there a naked inbred guy playing the banjo?
Stand right behind him, following him around.
That's right, what he said.
Club.
So,
making us a new barmaid.
If you'd like to go ahead and join that cult or whatever it is, it's happening now. Look, more and more places.
The only thing I can get down with is if I'm going to take a vacation and I'm going to take a nudist vacation, I don't have to pay for baggage fees.
Right.
I don't even really barely need a carry-on. I could fit a toothbrush and some sandals on a tiny towel right in my backpack.
Right, no laundry.
Yeah,
no needs
there
that,
is
right.
a lot of headache that's removed from that. And plus, $45 to check a bag now.
Also, just the mental, you know, if you're packing for a trip, you got to lay out outfits, and then you don't have to think about anything.
How do I grab two white socks?
Yeah, right. The lights are off. I can't figure this out. So there you have it. That's very popular now, apparently. It's a new trend. Who would have known that back in 2026, everything's getting naked again?
Maybe we should make our endless summer kegger a nude one.
You sure you want to do that based on who's already RSVP'd?
No.
Yeah.
And well, also based on my body.
We have we have some tickets for you to come to that endless summer kegger, also known as the Clam Slam.
Clothes included.
And that'll be happening after this quick break. And the question for you, if you'd like to see Slightly Stupid, that will be playing that show for us, is when is the last time or what is the last thing you did where you went full stupid? And it's okay now because we all laugh at ourselves on a daily basis. And there's times we've done dumb things, and then there's times where we're like, wow, looking back, that was probably the stupidest thing I've ever done in my entire life. And yes, sure, do you occasionally leave your kid in the car seat on top of the car and drive off? Yeah, it happens. But now is a chance for you to brag about it. Win your way into the Endless Summer Kegger. 800-520-1067. You went full stupid for Slightly Stupid. That'll be after this on Kegger. Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. This is the sweet sounds of Slightly Stupid. Slightly Stupid will be playing our Endless Summer Kegger. That's a different sound of Slightly Stupid.
Oh, okay.
Slightly more than stupid, actually, based on the results of today's Dumb Off. So the question we have for you right now, if you'd like to join us for some Slightly Stupid and all things that come with the Endless Summer Kegger, is when is the last time that you went full stupid? Slightly Stupid is how we live our lives on a daily basis. That's why I'm arguing about ice cream cakes, etc.
Yeah,
putting olive oil in my ears to try to cure a backed up earwax situation. That's all just being slightly stupid. But every once in a while, we go full stupid.
Yeah, and your daughter was slightly stupid by getting her wrist broken on the third day of school. So it passes down by generation.
She said an older boy challenged her to play basketball. And she knew, she said she knew she shouldn't have done it, but she decided, I think I can score on him. And she tripped over his foot and immediately fell on her wrist, and it broke.
Yeah, there you go.
Badass move by Bruiser, by the way.
Third day of school.
I could take you, chump!
Third day. Yeah, but then, I'll tell you what, credit, hats off to the school nurse. Told her she's fine, gave her an ice pack, and sent her back to class.
Well, sometimes you can't tell if it's broken right
only
away.
Only so that I could look at her later and go, I think that thing is busted. Let's go get that x-ray. And, of course, it was a full break. But that's okay. We say hi now to Ricardo, and welcome to Full Stupid for Slightly Stupid. We will not judge you here. I mean, a little bit we will. But the reality is we've all done dumb things. Understand you're with friendly people now. Go ahead, Ricardo.
Yes, hi. So one time my wife asked me to return her makeup that she had bought. So she was all like, I'll screenshot you the receipt, whatever. So prior to me going, I had smoked a fat bowl. So I get in my car, I start driving, I get to the store, I have the piece of makeup in my hand, I'm like, hey, I'm trying to return this. They're like, what's the order number or the receipt number? I'm like, giving them the receipt number. They're like, sir, we can't, there is no transaction of this item. I'm like, my wife is going to kill me if I don't return this item right now. So this is the receipt number. Give me your manager. I made this whole big deal out of it because they couldn't help me. So the manager finally comes over. She's like, she's all like, sir, let me look at the receipt. And then she's like, sir, this is the wrong store. This is Ulta. You should have gone to Sephora.
Oh man, I've been in that exact scenario.
At least you were in a makeup store. I thought they were going to be like, "Sir, you're in a gas station."
I like that. He said he was trying to return a piece of his wife's makeup.
I know, which such is, a clear man thing to say.
That's a real man right there.
I need to return this piece of makeup.
Yeah, and to me, Ulta and Sephora are completely interchangeable.
Yeah, they are.
I didn't
in a way
realize I couldn't. I know for women, there's a difference there.
But when you're going to the store, you should probably check the name of the store before you go there.
There's nothing I hate more than being texted a receipt and being told, "Can you please go bring this back to Zara or whatever?" It's one of those places, and I don't know any. They ask me any follow-up question, I am useless.
Why didn't it work out? I'm a man, and this is a lady's job.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just here because I was told to be here. And if I can't solve this problem, it's going to create more problems for me.
So please just do it.
But that's it. Going in the wrong store, that's okay. That's full stupid. That's a good story.
I will pick up medication for my wife, but I will not return her stuff.
Oh, really?
That's a you problem.
You put the gauntlet down?
Yeah. Especially, she'll buy more than one size and be like, "I'll decide later." And I would never. No. You're going to ask me to return your stuff? That's your problem.
Lewis, we're talking about times you went full stupid. Someone will get to turn their full stupid into slightly stupid at the Endless Summer Kegger. What happened to you, Lewis?
Hey, you guys. Sweet dibbits.
Sweet dibs.
Back in 2011, I went to a concert. I had lawn seats. At some point during the show, a group of people decided to do a fire, so my stupid brain decided to throw my all my clothes into the fire because the fire needed it. So by the end of the night, I was basically in boxers. I had to leave the concert in a oversized hoodie that I bought at the merch table. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes you get caught up in the fire gods need to be fed.
The fire needs it.
And, of course, there's people dancing around the fire, so you don't realize when you, at the
Take
moment,
sacrifice.
Throwing your clothes in, only to realize when the fire goes out, you have no clothes anymore.
I mean, in the moment, that's so badass.
Yeah, that's baller.
To take it off and throw it in the fire, and yeah. Everyone's like, yeah! And then, like, an hour later, you're like, anyway.
I'm freezing.
Just bought this $95 hoodie at the merch table, just yeah. So I could get home. All right, that's good. Fully stupid. Joey on K-Rock, celebrating times you went full stupid. For slightly stupid, we will give away some tickets and invite you to our Endless Summer Kegger. What's up, Joey?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, I just wanted to say that I was changing my tires out, putting my bolts on, and I didn't tighten them tight enough. Right around the corner, my tire blew off.
Oh, yeah.
Did you attempt to tighten them at all, or did you just forget that part of the process?
I totally spaced out and forgot about it.
Yeah. It's a couple steps there to change the tire the right way, and I guess tightening the tires.
The bolts.
Set the bolts on the wheel. You got to do that. I would not have any confidence in myself.
You just said tighten the tires.
I would have to have a man come out and do that for me, but I'd be one of those people.
You're the man returning Zara tops.
Right.
Lefty Lucy on the tire?
Yeah. All right. That's pretty stupid right there. And that's annoying, too, because when you make a dumb mistake like that,
oh, my gosh, it makes everything so much worse.
And it's totally your fault, and you have no one to get mad at because it's you. Mm-hmm. That's people love being able to blame someone else for their anger, but when you know it comes right back to you, it's so frustrating because you have to accept the fact that I'm the dummy.
I know, and part of you just never wants to speak of it. You're like, I should never tell anyone this happened because it's that embarrassing.
Let me say hi to let's say hi to Alexander, then we go to David. What's up, Alexander? Welcome to K-Rock. Hi.
Sweet dude.
Sweet dude. Good, sir.
All right, so as a teen, I swam across Yucaipa Lake from, I don't know if you're aware with Yucaipa Lake, it has like a slide area and then it has the beach side where everybody swims. I decided to swim across the lake from the slide area to the beach area. Nobody knew that I did this. I could have possibly died. I had to stop several times, tread water, kind of like the guy that they found at Long Beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the jet ski
guy. Yeah, luckily I'm here to tell this story. So, yeah.
No, not that luckily. The story's okay. But, but yes, I'm glad you survived that.
You know, I swam across the lake.
I think that's more of a flex than anything else.
Yeah, I wonder how far that would be.
That's,
like, I don't know if it's just swimming 3 miles.
I think that's similar to, like, when you look at the, you're in Vegas, and you're like, oh, my hotel's there. I could walk there. And then you walk for an hour and a half, and you're no closer to your hotel.
And it's the same. It looks like a mirage.
It's just as far as it was.
It is the mirage.
Should have stayed at a better hotel. What am I doing here? What happened to you, Marco, celebrating full stupid for slightly stupid? What's up, Marco?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Sweet dibs.
So when I was in college, 19, 20 years old, you know, when you go to Mexico, the drinking age is 18 in Mexico. So my friends and I decided to go down to Mexico to celebrate the 4th of July and get wasted. beautiful. Once we get there, we realize that Mexico doesn't celebrate Fourth of July. That's an American holiday.
Yeah, you still get wasted, though.
The way I come back from Rosarito, all the way back to San Diego, to eventually celebrate it down here.
That's pretty great.
I don't see any red, white, and blue parade.
Where is it? This unpatriotic country.
Check the calendar. Did you get this right? Marco said... Oh, we're in the wrong country.
That's so great because that was a planned out thing. You all rallied around that. Right, nobody asked questions.
Right. 4th of July in Mexico? Hell yeah.
That's collective dumb.
I don't see a problem with that. We could drink and everything, and there's no one celebrating it down there.
Or if there's one friend who's like, I was going to say, guys, but no one said anything.
Kel, you're on K-Rock. Good morning, Kel.
Hey, guys, what's up? I went full stupid. What's up? I went full stupid about a month ago when we went on a family trip to an Airbnb. And I had my beer balls on and dared my husband to hook up with me in this goat pen that was on the property. And we didn't know it, but we left the gate open and we had to chase down the goats named Guinness and Finley that belonged to the Airbnb. So we're wrapping it up, you know, and I see this goat out on the road and I'm like, oh my God. So yeah, we had to chase down some goats that didn't even belong to us.
You had sex in a goat pen of an Airbnb, which I wouldn't imagine would be something that usually...
That sounds disgusting.
Right, so the goats are...
Don't they crap everywhere?
Two cocktails. Yeah, but they stood on this house thing. But yeah, we had multiple cocktails and we were into it.
I like the
story.
We're
into goat scat.
By the way, I'm not.
Okay.
Well, keep in mind that whoever we decide wins this, Allie, will be partying with us at the Endless Summer Kegger. So, once again, maybe not the best dumb story, but she seems like she'd be a lot of fun to have at a party.
I mean, that is an interesting move. Hey. That you're like, I got to have sex in this goat pen.
Valerie, you went fully stupid. What did you do?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, super fully stupid where I almost blew off my hand. It was a few New Year's ago. Me and my fiance now have been drinking and I had like an illegal firework. I don't even know where I got it from one of my friends. I was like, hey, I have a firework. Let's go light it off. And it's one where you have to hold it and you're supposed to let go. But yeah, first we were really drunk, lighting it on with the cap on. We didn't know how to take off the cap. So we were mounting the cap. And then eventually, obviously, I was like, oh, the cap's on. And he took it off and we lit it. And he's like, okay. So he stands back and I'm holding it there. And he's like, let go of it. Let go of it. And it's flying around in my hand. And eventually it just blew up. He got everything on camera. I didn't lose any fingers. Like, oh my God. And he posted it online and there was like almost 30,000 views.
Send us the video, please.
I would love to see what you're describing.
I'd like to see that in real life. 818 is my type of fully stupid. I decided to cook pasta one. I realized in the middle of cooking that we didn't have any marinara sauce. So I decided to rush out and decided to get in my car and backed out of my garage. But didn't open the garage door. It cost me $3,700. Now, either this man is stealing pages from my playbook because I feel like I've done this exact move before in the middle of cooking where I had to rush out and get one thing and backed into my garage
Pretty
door.
Sure this person is just making fun of
me. Oh, damn it. I can relate with that. I do that all the time. We have to discuss these conversations, and I know there's a lot more that we couldn't get into. But you did go fully stupid, and one of you will be seeing some slightly stupid and being at the Endless Summer Kegger. That's next on KROQ. I don't know where Blink-182 just went. That was crazy.
Whoa.
Huh. They just went full stupid in the middle of that song.
It just faded out.
I guess they wanted more stories. So we say hi to Ashley. It's a live radio show.
This night's almost, it's over.
It's over. Ashley, you've heard the song before. Spoiler alert, you know how it ends. What's up, Ashley? What happened to you?
Hi, dude.
Hi.
Hey, so I said the wrong guy's name during sexy time.
Oh,
is this
man.
A boyfriend or a one-night stand, or what kind of situation was it?
We were dating for a little bit, so it was not a one-night stand, and so I definitely knew his name, but yeah, the wrong one came out.
And what was the man's name, and what name did you yell out?
Oh, I'm not going to say what his name was. I'm not going to say either name, actually, in case you're listening.
You don't want to incriminate yourself? It's funny that anyone would yell out anyone's actual name. I just feel like that would happen too common, that you just yell out, like, you know, that's why everyone just kind of goes with the, oh, God, or Jesus, or F me, or something like that, right?
Sydney!
Right, you don't want to say that. I mean, eventually you'll be right. Just go with the common names, like the ones you'd see on license plates.
Start with A's, like a baby name book.
Just go through. Ashley, Amber, Alexis.
Did he react?
Yeah, he definitely reacted.
Oh.
In a positive way or no?
No, not in a good way.
All right.
That's right. I'm Gary.
That's full stupid right there. That's a good one as well.
Yeah,
now the phones are all jammed up too. Something's going on with all the equipment here. Is Mercury in retrograde? I can't put anyone on hold now.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, hold on one second. All right, well, we heard a lot of fun stories, but I think that we all agreed that when you plan an entire 4th of July trip just so you can go to Mexico, even though they don't celebrate 4th of July in Mexico, Marco, you're the kind of dumb we're looking for, full stupid. You'll be seeing slightly stupid at our endless summer kegger, all right?
Thank you.
Wishy potions. Cooking some wishy potions.
That's right. What he said. What she said. Marco, congratulations, man. We can't wait to see you there.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right.
If you make it there.
Yeah, if you make it. Let me see here. I'm going to reset all this stuff. This is all jammed up.
I wish we could give everyone tickets.
Yeah, well, the good news is we have lots of tickets to give out over the next few weeks before this thing ends up happening on September 3rd. So just keep listening, and eventually you'll get your way in. Somber Now on K-Rock. Let's reboot the system. Come back in a second, do some ADD news, and then give you more tickets to the Endless Summer Kegger. That's right, we have another pair to give you before we're out of here today. So do not miss a moment of the show, because you could miss a moment like this.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
And Vanessa.
She kind of, she goes to her own drum, whatever that expression is.
To her own drum.
Thanks for helping out there, Vanessa. That's good.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
And Vanessa.
Happy 818 day, I believe, is today the anniversary of the show? Didn't we make up 818 was the anniversary of the show, or no? Do you remember that?
Oh, I think we did make that up, yep.
Yep, so happy made-up anniversary. It's just like a real anniversary with marriages. We're not really sure what it is, so we just kind of throw a date together.
Especially with animal birthdays, pet birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
You just make
up
a date. Mine's tax day.
Happy anniversary, everyone. 818. We did
it. Early savings day.
I don't know how many years this is that we've been slogging together. The fluke has been continuing, but thanks for being a part of it. I know people love to tell us I've been listening for a week or I've been listening since the beginning, whatever the case may be. Thanks for being with us today. It should be a decent show. Here is your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
They say that you should never do business with family. The Buss family seems to disagree with that statement, but that has come back to bite them in the ass time and time again. They are constantly fighting with one another, and Jeannie Buss, who's been calling the shots for the Lakers for years now, is reigniting all the sibling drama and opposing the sale of the Lakers, saying that she never agreed to it. And she has no faith that her 5 siblings will be able to do it properly. Her lawyer has sent out a statement saying Jeannie didn't agree to sell the team and that any vote of the Buss family selling would be, quote, void ab initio, which is lawyer speak.
That's Latin.
I don't know what it means.
No one knows.
But it sounds important, and that's why that lawyer gets paid off.
It's a gay slur. You're right. That is a gay slur.
I'm upset.
You know, once again, they did sell most of the team with her blessing.
Approving.
A couple years ago, right? Like, and now this new one is they're trying to load up. I guess they want that last 17% that they held on to. I don't know how math works, and I don't know how owning a sports team works, but I'd imagine if you own 17% of any professional sports team, especially the Los Angeles Lakers, you're going to be good just in that 17% for life, because that team just generates money.
So the Buss family owns 17%?
Well, most of it had been sold, and that's what happened a few years ago when the last guy bought it, and then he just recently resold because he was in all that debt.
Right, after a year, right?
But apparently the Buss family had still had 17% ownership, which I think means you can have good seats at the games, you probably get your box.
But Jeannie still wanted to run things. She seems like a real control freak.
Yes, she did seem like that, but I think that she gave that up when she sold the biggest percentage, you know, last year. But now she goes, I don't want to give up. I think the idea that she wanted to keep a little piece, I won't give it all away. And these new owners are going, we want everything. We paid $2
billion. Yes, but then it says, this is what her lawyer said. On behalf of Jeannie Buss, I demand that your clients make clear publicly that Jeannie Buss is the controlling owner of the LA Lakers.
No.
And that your clients shall take no action on this vote to sell their stake. So it's like she still thinks that she is the owner.
This is what happens with rich families that have a lot of kids. And it seems like the families that have a lot of kids, either very rich families or very poor families.
Yeah, you can't fight with your siblings if you don't have any.
Right, but boy, when they have all that money, of course it's going to be a fight, because most of the Busses, I bet you 4 out of the 5 Busses, like just like dentists, 4 out of 5 agree, we want the money. Give us the money.
Well, and if you have five of them, what are the chances that five of them are going to be successful on their own, right? There's right. going to be a deadbeat one who's just going to be grabbing on to the, you know, coattails of the more successful right. ones.
I'm sure. I don't know what most of those buses do. I would imagine most of them. I know another one was involved with the team. I think two of them were involved, maybe, loosely involved. And I think a lot of them had, like, fake titles, like Head of Spirit or something like that.
And then you have, like, a beer mug one, I'm sure.
Oh, of course. Most of them were.
That's just, like, vaping in a corner going, like, what's going on with our team?
There's
and they're like, shut up!
right. I need more jerseys.
There was an issue in WeHo that has caused a viral video to happen. There's, of course, you know, every once in a while you hear about somebody's parrot or turtle that got loose, but you don't really hear about a pig getting loose. And this happened in West Hollywood, and someone started chasing a pig down the street.
Hey, there's a pig in West Hollywood. We gotta catch the pig. Hey, come back, pig. Hey, come here,
Ryan,
pig.
Were you in West Hollywood?
I was. That was me.
Don't hit the pig. Don't hit the pig.
Thank you.
You gotta catch that pig, baby.
Got him.
That was me, guys. It's me trying to get my ears fixed yesterday after the show.
I thought this would be like a cool marketing scheme for a new bar in West Hollywood or something.
Just a greased up pig?
Yeah, and then you chase it. All these guys are chasing it, and then it goes into this new bar, and there's a bunch of naked guys
when
there.
When I lived in West Hollywood, there was a guy that did walk a pig up and down the street, like a guy that had a pet pig. And I think what happened was there was this, for a while, a lot of people thought they were buying these teacup pigs.
Yes, I remember that phase. And, that was and, like 10 years
ago. Yeah, and everyone was like, oh, I got this teacup pig. It's going to stay little forever. And they all got scammed. And they all
mini
bought,
pigs. Everyone was into mini pigs.
They all thought they'd get these mini pigs, and they would say, oh, these things are going to stay the same. And then like 3 months later, the things were massive. And they're like, oh, damn. But by that point, they already fell in love with it. So what are they going to do? They can't turn into bacon then. They got to walk the thing down the street.
I know.
And there's all these people walking these fat pigs around.
I know it was happening in big cities too, where it's like people didn't have a lot of space. You know, they had like a little apartment, and then suddenly they have this massive pig in their apartment that they have to keep.
So I'm sure at some point, one of them got loose, or guy just decided, I thought this was a mini pig. And they all thought they were getting mini pigs.
One person got a mini pig and then put it on Instagram. And then the rest was history.
Yeah, and everyone else just bought a baby pig thinking it. And it got big eventually, and they all got screwed. Because those things are...
ones are adorable.
Adorable. Almost made me rethink eating bacon.
You know,
almost.
I saw a woman that had a mini pig one time, and I was like, and it was on a leash, and she was walking it, and I was like, oh my God, you know, you want to go up to it, and she was such a bitch about it.
Right.
And I was like, what?
But it's
what's
a real,
the point of you having a mini pig if you don't want anyone to talk to you? What do you expect?
It's a real look at me move. It's a real flex.
Oh,
if you're walking a pig around, you want people to go up and ask you
of
questions.
Of course. And then she was mad that people go up to her, and it's like, what are we doing here?
When Allie and I walk around the streets together, they always say, tell me about your pig.
And yeah, I said, how dare you? I'm like, please don't speak to him.
She's pregnant.
He has a vest. He's working.
You're the pig in my scenario. Okay. Don't make me the pig now.
We're just going to go back and forth.
You don't you get it? We're both, there's two pigs walking down the street.
Pig and pig in the morning.
Now that the movies are back, the movie theaters would like to draw you in even more. Now that you've spent a bunch of money on collectible popcorn buckets, they want to give you a deal. Seeing a new movie for just $5. The catch is that you can't pick the movie. So do you go or not?
Movies on a budget? Yes. Regal Cinemas and Cinemark Theaters are rolling out $5 movie tickets for tonight. But there's a catch. The movies are a mystery and titles won't be revealed until the screening begins. Cinemark says its movie is a new release and it's rated R. Regal describes its secret movie as a horror edition.
Okay, so would you like to see a mysterious horror movie? For $5?
Horror or whore?
I heard whore.
Yeah, I'm in.
$5.
Regal's going back to horror movies.
But so if you go there,
they say it's a new release.
Right, but it's not what you wanted, which is Spider-Man or Odyssey, right? So it's just...
You're like Minions and Monsters again.
Yeah. That's not a horror movie. It's just because the monsters.
But it wouldn't be that one because it wouldn't be rated R. Because it's rated R.
The screenings will be at 7 tonight. Tickets are available to purchase right now. Again, for just $5. I mean, that's a bargain.
She's going to go.
Mm.
She's excited
I
about
like,
it.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that. You know, I like the gambling, so I like the mystery of you show up and you're going to get a ticket and you don't know what you're going to see until you see it.
Yeah, but you can also see so many movies, you know, at home.
Right.
Where you have so many choices now. So to go to the movies, find the parking, do all the stuff, you're still getting the popcorn, sit down, you paid $5, and then it starts in something you don't want to watch.
But once you're in the theater, you can start, you know, then you can really pick your own, choose your own adventure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess what you do is you leave and go to Brand New Day.
Go to whatever movie.
Dude, I went to the theater when I went to the Odyssey. I bought my ticket online, but when I went to the theater, there's nobody checking anything. They just said, come on, walk in. I was like, what is this happening?
Last time I went to the movies, when I went and saw The Odyssey, the guy looked surprised. He was like, oh, hello.
Yeah, I think they assume, do you need to scan this or anything?
Yeah.
They assume that if you, because every seat is assigned now, that, you know, no one's going to possibly just sneak in and sit in the seat because you may have the embarrassment of someone else being like, you're in my seats. But what they don't realize is, there's still plenty of stairs you could sit on in the theater, right?
Those big wide ones.
Get into a brand new hour of the show in mere moments.